Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, in an hour and 56 minutes, we're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. Who wants to play? All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. Let's do it at 10 after, exactly 10 after, when you're... phone/clock hits exactly 8:10, so we give the streamers a chance to play as well. Caller number 12 at 8:10. Caller number 12 is going to play Beat the Limo Guy. That's where you pick sides. You could see the NFL. You pick a team or an under over, and if you beat the Limo Guy, now you have to have more wins than the Limo Guy, and that's not easy. Holy crap, Limo Guy has been crushing it this year.
Another 4-1 week. No chance for, I think, Jeremy. Limo Guy's only given out, what, probably less
three.
Than three or four. Like three or four, right?
Yeah. The whole year.
He's been killing
it. And last year, he didn't give out three.
Maybe, he was a disaster.
Maybe three times.
Yeah.
He was the worst. And he has just turned it totally around, which is terrible for all of us because we want people to win the tickets. So you win four tickets to a Texans or a Rockets game. You get the limo ride there and back and dinner at either China Garden or next place.
And hopefully, by the time, if you do beat Justin this week, hopefully by the time your Rocket game rolls around, we can have 18 more discussions about if they're back or not.
You're sickened by that. One win against a good basketball team?
That's fine.
In a way that they played down the stretch?
Oh, you mean the make or miss league that Jeff Van Gundy talks about? How do they play? James Harden made shots. That's what they didn't play particularly impressively. James made shots and they won. And that's probably how it's going to be throughout.
Okay. This is not, it's not rocket scientists, rocket science. In basketball, you have to make shots.
No, but
in baseball, you have to hit the ball.
They make shots
and score runs.
James isolates.
In football, you have to score points.
And you know what happens when he doesn't make those shots, the same shots he might have missed early in the year? They lose. I get
That's
it.
That's right.
I get
you
it.
You have to make the shots.
That's fine, but it was, the way they played down
and
the stretch.
And he has a penchant to do that more than others in the league. That's why he was MVP.
If that's the case, then why are they under 500? Because they play this way every week.
But guess what? He should be more. This is more.
No.
And this has been just as much on him. And Chris Paul had another terrible shooting night, by the way, yet they were able to overcome it. But this is... this is what we need to see out of James Harden to win basketball games. This is it.
Congratulations to the Rockets. you're supposed to be one of the best teams in the Western Conference, and you need 50-point performances, and you need James to be unbelievable to win basketball games. That is too much of a strain. That's too much. And you know why it's too much of a strain? Because of the guy you mentioned, Chris Paul.
He wasn't good again. Again, Chris Paul, 3-for-10 from the field. 3-for-4 for 3, though, which is nice. But, I mean, it's a hard time getting to the basket. It's a hard time even knocking down the pull-up because he has to have the threat of going by you. Otherwise, he's smaller, and the bigger guy is going to be able to affect his mid-range. So this is a real, real problem right now. And it's a $160 million problem. This has got to get better. I don't know. I don't know anytime soon because it doesn't look like – I mean, his season is miserable.
It was a great night for James in what has been a disappointing season overall from the Rockets. And I'm not buying it. Will this be a catalyst for a stretch run? Well, we all know the deal. If they're going to be what people expect them to be, it has to be James and Chris. It wasn't like James and Chris went for 30 each and they beat the Lakers. James had an unbelievable night, and Chris Paul has been Chris Paul this year. You want to talk about if the Rockets have turned it around? Have James and Chris Paul play at a high level night after night after night, and then you have your answer. Until that starts to happen, where you can depend on both of them at the same time, you're just going to have these, I would call it a blip right now. Not that James can't do this more often, but it'll just be, oh, that was a nice performance, and then you'll say, how can that happen, and then why are we losing by 20 to our next opponent?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Saying they will, but that's been what it's been like this season so far.
Chris Paul's already missed 5 games this year. He's playing 34 minutes a game. I mean, you almost have to have. I know there's been a lot of talk about trading Brandon Knight, but you almost have to have not only Brandon Knight, but Brandon Knight playing well. You almost need him to be taking some minutes away from Chris Paul.
Good luck having Brandon Knight play well. He's been out for quite a while, and we don't know how long it'll take for him to get to a point where he can be dependent on. We know Mike D'Antoni isn't a guy who likes to play a lot of guys.
But he's got a bit of a name, though.
The name, fine, but Brandon Knight hasn't been an effective NBA player for quite a while.
Yeah.
Phoenix was bad. Not only because he wasn't around, but because he was playing too. He was part of the reason they were bad. So until Brandon Knight proves that he can be a guy who can be a positive asset in a rotation, he's just another Gary Clark,
he's more than a Gary Clark.
Not until why? Not until he actually does something.
Well,
we can talk about wouldn't.
Well, he's peed a drop in the league. Okay,
fine.
And
that drop was 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, Gary Clark has got no. I mean, and that's a guy Mike D'Antoni will not count on. He just loses his rotation ability because he's not someone that has any kind of a name or history.
Well, we know the Rockets love names, even if they're not good. So Brandon Knight probably will get minutes because of his name, even though he hasn't been a good basketball player for a little bit.
No. Well, but it's been injury, right? I mean, so.
Well, the Rockets love those guys, too.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
He played one game last year.
So the Texans have no shot against the Jets with Curtis Martin, Chad Pennington, and Wayne Corbett on the other side.
No one said they didn't.
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, okay.
Stephen A. is not that far off, but... I mean, he mentioned Derek Johnson. He wanted to see the... Hunter Henry against Derek Johnson. What?
Maybe he thought he was going to watch NFL Rewind from 2016.
I guess. I mean, you got to get that and play that. I'm telling you, Teddy Bruschi was like, oh my God. Are you kidding? Okay, you ready? Play it.
I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer Ware is out.
I'm sorry?
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at...
Oh. Hunter Henry hasn't played all year. Derek Johnson's out of the league. What? Oh, my God. Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson was played. When was Derek Johnson? How long has Derek Johnson been? Since 2000? 2003?
He was drafted 2005.
Five? Oh, my God.
And he wasn't even. Yeah, he signed with the Raiders, but obviously did not play for them. But this year, yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking at. Oh my God!
Now we all make mistakes.
But the
fact that he had a particular matchup he wanted to see, and neither player was actually in the game.
One of them's not in the league. Yikes!
That'd be a little distressing.
713-780-3776. So we got a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. Nice. Who is it? Nice. Clayton, congratulations. Not working if you're Clayton's boss because Harrison just gave out your last name on the air.
Yeah.
So that's so everybody knows.
Harrison out here snitching.
Yeah, Harrison. Everyone knows now that he wasn't working, that he was actually just trying to play Beat the Limo Guy.
I actually just said that in your ear, you know? So
you
we're
did?
Still on the down low.
Oh, well. I can tell on that one. So at least his last name is not out on the air, but Clayton will be our next contestant.
Clayton. Okay, good. Thank you, Harrison. Well done, sir. I thought you were snitching.
I'm a pro.
You know what happens to snitches, right? And if Young Metro doesn't trust you. Hey, how about the Rockets? They're back. The Rockets are back, folks. And it's not too late to purchase your Rockets holiday packs, starting as low as $149. So this is a five-game package for $149. That's a nice little stocking stuffer as well. Not only stocking stuffer, that's a nice gift for somebody. And if you've got somebody that's a Rockets fan, how much would they love to have this? Two different five-game packages to choose from. Holiday Red Pack guarantees tickets to see the Celtics, the Pelicans, and the Mavs. You'll see Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. The Holiday Silver Pack has great seats to see Kawhi and the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, who the Rockets take care of business against. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday. The Rockets host All-Stars John Wall and Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. You get four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and one family holiday photo with Santa Clutch or some live reindeer. That is a great deal. After you and the family open up your presents from Santa, come celebrate at Toyota Center when the Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's Christmas Day, 2 o'clock. Spend your holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-2-DUNK to get your tickets today while they are still available. 713-627-DUNK or Rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It's 8:19 ESPN 97.5. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy at 10 o'clock. If you want to get in, anything to try. This is pretty much a holiday show. Next week, basically it's Christmas, okay? Basically, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The Christmas party is a week from today at Klein's with Acme going to be representing there. They are giving away Texans stuff. They've got memorabilia and tickets, and so we will do that. We got Kobos Q and Sweet Miller going to be cooking. We got Coors Lights already. Guaranteed. I think we got St. Arnold's going to be there as well. This is going. It's on, brother. Let's go. It's go time next Friday at Klein's. Now today we're playing at Prime. Okay, we got the Bounty. The Friday tournament has turned into it's just huge. Just been huge. Like 60 players every Friday. It seems like so. You know, while there's only 10,000 guaranteed today, it's. It is going to be a huge, huge tournament today. And see if you can't win my bounty. Nobody did last week. How about that? I told you, biz notches, you weren't going to take it, and you ain't taking it today. That's all I'm saying. Oh, Michael says Pick Me is going to be there as well. Pick Me events. So you can get your pictures taken and have that memorabilia, that Christmas memorabilia for yourself. And then tomorrow, huge day at Prime Social. The Tap Takeover, which is going to be awesome. St. Arnold's bringing their Divine Reserve 15. It's been sitting in a keg since 2015. I don't know. It's probably old, but if you want old beer, that's fine. I don't care. Now, this is something that's special. And not only that beer, but they've got all other ones that are going to be on tap as well. Absolutely free to get in. You got to join as a member, but there's no membership fee tomorrow. And then we're going to watch games. There's college football game. Actually, the bowl season starts tomorrow, right? We're going to take a look at that.
We got North Texas versus Utah State,
yeah,
which is a game you and Hill discussed before. But I'm less interested in that and more interested in Pornhub's latest stats.
Okay.
Pornhub has released their stats as far as, you know, most searched terms.
Yeah, the holiday?
Yeah, the states who've last...
Yeah, I've seen that.
The states who, you know...
It's a load of crap,
who
too.
Take the longest to complete their viewing, yeah, and who take the shortest.
Okay.
Take a guess as the state that, according to 2018 Pornhub year business? Review... Let's talk about endurance, because you like to talk about endurance with one of your clients. Which state, according to Pornhub... spent the longest time viewing per visit?
Okay, this I haven't seen. So states that take the longest time, I want to say probably like Montana or somewhere up there, like in the Great Northwest, because there's really nothing else to do. So I'm gonna just diddle for a while.
I don't like that term.
Okay,
diddle. You got to go. It's deep south, John.
Oh, I couldn't be more wrong then, could I?
And the top.
Mississippi takes a while?
They're number one as far as longest time spent per visit. And it's all deep south in the top six.
Okay, so I'm not sure, just because you spend the longest amount of time on Pornhub, that I'm not sure that that means that your endurance is better.
Look, all I got is stats in front of me, John. And it appears
the science, I can't argue.
Yeah,
right?
the South loves spending time on Pornhub, or at least they spend the longest amount of time on Pornhub. It's straight south. Mississippi, 11 minutes, 23 seconds. South Carolina, 11 minutes, 14 seconds. Arkansas, 11 minutes, 12 seconds. Alabama, 11 minutes, 9 seconds. Louisiana, 11 minutes, 6 seconds. And then Tennessee. It's all SEC country in the top eight. Then it's Missouri and Georgia. Name the first non-SEC state on the list. Can you guess? It's doubtful.
The first, I'm going to say Maine.
Hawaii. Spent the longest time.
Hawaii's not in the SEC anymore?
They were never were. Never were. And Missouri makes the list because they're not even really SEC, but they make the list.
They're SEC. SEC. Yeah, now they go SEC. No. SEC. Yes.
No, and Kansas spends the shortest amount of time. So they like to get their business done and over with because they got to go farm and stuff.
Well, I mean, in Kansas, what else you got to do? I mean.
But they don't spend a lot of time. States that last the shortest.
That's really, I don't know.
But
maybe mom walks in on them and they got to shut it down.
Apparently, but Iowa is the biggest climber. As far as changes in duration from 2017 to 2018, Idaho, 54 second increase.
Idaho had a 54 second increase. Congratulations, Idaho.
Yeah, spending more time on Pornhub.
Yeah,
maybe they're taking four hints.
Longer time roughing up the suspect.
You like to call it rough it up. Maybe they're just having a casual conversation. You think Idaho plays good cop, bad cop with the suspect?
Well, apparently they are taking better care. Okay, not roughing it up nearly as quickly.
And I feel like
as brutally as they were before.
And I feel like we can put these terms in, and it's always these terms every year as far as the most searched terms. MILF is at the top.
Yeah,
and stepmom and Fortnite of all things makes an appearance.
What?
Fortnite makes an appearance.
Wait a minute. How are you supposed to get stuff done to Fortnite? What kind of...
Harrison, how do you get stuff done to Fortnite?
That was a surprise to me. I wouldn't think to search Fortnite. That's I'm not in the Fortnite community.
Are there any females in this Fortnite game?
I think so. I guess.
Apparently not.
Like, because some games have hot animated women in them, right?
Ask Fred. I wouldn't know. Fred is all about the hot animated women. Lesbian was...
Well, but no, he likes like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
and
hot
stuff.
Animated women.
Well,
yes.
But I mean, I'm talking about in games. Don't video games have hot women in them? So does Fortnite? You play Fortnite, Harrison?
I've played it.
You're a hipster.
You can play as a woman character, yes.
You can play as a woman character?
I wouldn't personally say they're hot, but, you know, I'm not into the animated like Dellas.
Huh. I like animated movies.
You do.
But not those movies.
You like pigs, though. You're into animals.
Peter Porker. That you missed that conversation from the first segment. Most search terms of 2018 in a row. Like, MILF is up there, but it's not number one. Can you guess what's number one, according to Pornhub?
Asian?
Lesbian. By a wide margin.
Really?
Then hentai, which is another animated thing. Then MILF.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't want to. There's a lot of veins and octopus tentacles. You don't want to look at it.
That's what people want to do stuff to?
I guess.
Really?
I guess. You got hentai, MILF at 3, stepmom at 4. Then you mentioned Asian. It's more specific. Japanese at 5, which rose 3 spots. The biggest mover, and probably because it wasn't mentioned at all before, is Fortnite. Fortnite, I guess it was because they have a stat. 17,323 up the rankings, Fortnite. From wherever it was last year, it rose over 17,000 spots.
Wait a minute. Whoa. It rose over 17,000 spots. How many different things do you... There's over 17,000?
Why is he pretending like he doesn't
know? No, honestly. I wouldn't know. Honestly, I'm not on Pornhub.
You can
I don't know.
Type
but
in.
But wait a minute. Type in. What would you type in?
Any vulgar.
What would you type in?
Any vulgar thing that might.
There's not 17,000 different things to type in.
Guys.
So that I can rough up the suspect. That is impossible. There's not that
guys,
many words.
Send your search terms to Granato, at John Granato, and prove him wrong. They've got to be because they have a stat for it.
There is absolutely no way that there's over 17,000
references to sex. There has to be. And look, Fortnite isn't even a reference to sex, so you got to think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not even.
What do you put in? Wall, bank,
pantyhose,
milk,
probably
juice,
fart.
Well, juice, I guess. Fart. Who would look up fart to go to have relations? Who wants that relation?
I'm sure there are fetishes where guys like to watch women. Fart in other
dudes, what?
Other dudes' faces. it is, or they also there also is thing like a woman will sit in a cake and fart, and that's a thing for guys. So yes, fart is one. I'm just telling you, if Fortnite can rise over 17,000 spots, then there's got to be a term for everything. Like coffee is probably one.
Okay, what sex involves coffee?
It doesn't have to be sex. It could be coffee. It could be involving coffee shop. Like sex in a coffee shop. But if you type in coffee, videos that involve maybe a coffee shop will come up. That's all.
How about just put...
Put what? What would you put it? What's your first term, John?
I don't have a term.
You had a thought until I caught you.
I don't have
yes,
a term.
You did.
No, I honestly don't. I don't have a term. It's just, it's the same thing, only in different settings, I guess, right? Except farting into a cake. What the hell? Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Okay, that I'll never... I can tell you what I'm not going to type in. Fart into a cake.
Some guys like watching women pop balloons.
What?
Yeah. Sitting on
like,
a balloon.
No, wait a minute. Is that a euphemism
no,
for something?
No, literally sitting on a balloon and popping it. Yeah, no, that's not a euphemism.
That's not true.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh, you want to test me?
Apparently you've searched this.
I so. Haven't, but I've watched enough real sex when I was a kid on HBO to know that it's a thing.
Popping balloons?
Just saying.
What the bleep? 829 ESPN 975 7037803377.
This is what happened when
this is what happened.
This is what happened when John turns to me and goes, "We got any other stories out there?"
Yeah. Okay. That's what he found.
Yes.
Goodbye.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Chiefs looked like they lost cornerback Kendall Fuller last night. He's got a wrist injury, needs surgery.
He was in on the final series.
Yeah, he so, played through it.
Yeah, so it's always weird when you see a guy finish a game and then you see, oh, he might be done for quite a bit. Guys playing through stuff, which makes you think if he could play through it during the series, why wouldn't they find a way, particularly if it's a broken bone, to be able to find a way to get him through the rest of the year? I don't know how that works. Right. Is it a pain tolerance thing, or is it just if he takes one more bad hit on it, then it will damage it permanently? I don't know how that works, but he played, was in on the final series, including the bust on the 2-point conversion, and now he looks to be done for quite a bit.
Yep. So the best third and long defenses in the league, a little bit surprising. NFL Matchup is putting this out, but the Vikings are the best. Only 16% of the time are you converting 7-plus yards on third down.
And they have a matchup against a team this week who's terrible at third downs, the Dolphins. So in a game that could means a lot in AFC as far as the Colts and the Titans and the Ravens are concerned, and certainly for the Vikings too, coming off a couple losses.
The Texans, not surprisingly, are in the middle of the pack on that stat.
Is there anything they're not middling in?
Yes. Well, third and medium, 3 to 6 yards. The Jets are the best in the league, 31%.
At holding teams down.
At holding them. The Texans come in at 10 at 41%. The worst at third and medium are the Steelers at 52 and the Patriots. The Bengals are the worst at 59%. Patriots are fourth worst at 52, and the Steelers fifth at 52. So I don't know what exactly that means, but NFL matchup. But the Jets are difficult at third. Now, the Jets are not all that difficult because they're not the worst and they're not the best at third and long, but they're the best at third and medium. And I don't know what any of this means towards wins, because the Vikings are the best, although the Bears are right there at third and long defense. At second, then it's the Browns, Patriots, Cardinals, Titans. I guess it doesn't translate to winning. Although, there was a coach that said, he said that the most important stats in football to you.
Points scored. And
well,
you mean as far as like those, the micro stats, as opposed to macro ones? I feel like staying on the field, third down conversions.
Third down conversion.
And turnovers.
Yeah. Those two are the most important. There's a lot of coaches that will say, well, we got to win the turnover. If you win the turnover, and you look at the stats of winning the turnover battle, no question about that. The coach, however, that said this is the Missouri State coach who was lecturing the media. And
what was he lecturing the media on?
Because at that point they were 4-2, and they finished 4-7 anyway. But he's lecturing because the media doesn't know what important stats are, because they were talking about how many yards they were giving up. And so he said, well, you guys don't know anything. The important stats are third down conversion, which they were only at 37% offensively, and turnovers, which their quarterback threw more interceptions than any quarterback in Missouri State history. So,
he knows their problem, but doesn't do anything to correct them?
That's how you judge. Well, he doesn't do anything about it. But anyway, another topic for another day once JT graduates. So there is that. Meanwhile, this is your golden goal. Do you think, and I think they do. Now, it's the first game of the weekend, which is nice, although it's a shortened week and they have to travel. But I don't think it's too disruptive to play on a Saturday, right?
Shouldn't be. They would be now. They have to travel a little bit earlier, but they would be in the city at that time no matter what. But, yeah.
It's a 4:30 Eastern game, so yeah, that's not going to be.
It's not a noon game.
No, game is tougher. Yet you lose a day of preparation, but there's a lot of walkthrough stuff anyway.
On Fridays?
Yeah, Friday is of nothing that you walk through. But one more day just to go through everything and blah, 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 blah. Saturday is not that disruptive. I mean, look at the Chargers last night. Have to travel to Kansas City, maybe one of, I think it goes Seattle, New Orleans, Kansas City is the hardest places to play. Those were the loudest places. Kansas City's, it depends with the weather that the sound will leave because it's an open air stadium. Seattle's almost not open air in that, like NRG, it comes around and
trap sound.
Yeah, there's a cover over the upper deck that keeps the sound in.
Now, the Dolphins haven't been great, but even in December, it could be 80 degrees, and some teams like the Patriots, particularly, they talked about it, aren't used to that type because they're not practicing in it. And then you, then even before the canopy was put in place, that traps the sound in. And
well, it sounded loud for that game.
Yeah,
and there were empty seats.
The canopy traps sound in, which they put in a couple years ago. But even without that, and it's set up still this way, where the home sideline's under the shade, and the road sideline is under the sun. So it's always an issue down there. And it's even more of an issue now when you add sound. So I don't Rex Ryan said it's the toughest place he's ever had to coach just because of his team is just dead tired in the fourth quarter. So that probably is underrated, that place, but because it doesn't have its reputation. But you go down there when it's still 85 degrees in December, it becomes a problem for teams.
Yeah. The Meadowlands, not so much, been there. It's the only difficult part there is the New Yorkers and their filth and flarn that they throw at you. They are. It's a rabid fan base. It's, although the Jets have been bad for so long, it's, you know, that whole J-E-T-S, Jet, whatever. I mean, it's difficult for them. When they're good, I don't know. I don't remember them being good. If you want to know, when was the last time the Jets were actually a factor? Chad Pennington?
Bart Scott said, I can't wait. I mean,
yeah.
They Mark Sanchez was after Chad Pennington. They made a couple AFC title games, surprisingly.
Yeah. Rex Ryan's early years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even then, you knew they had Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, there's only so far.
I mean, there was only, yeah, really, there's only so far you can go. But, yeah, I just feel really good about this game. And, you know, God, come on, Steelers. If the Steelers step up, then he puts some pressure on you. Like you said, you're going to have to go into Philadelphia where it probably is going to be cold. Against a football team that's certainly underperformed,
and
I don't know
they
Eagles may have packed it in by then.
Well, it'll likely be Nick Foles because apparently Carson Wentz has a broken vertebra.
Yeah, that's that. You know, you're out of it, so you don't play. He's done, but they might be better with Nick Foles.
You never know. They appeared to get it going late against the Cowboys offensively, but that might be just short circuited without their starter. We'll see. The Eagles might be done, but I don't know if they'll be packing it in. We see this every year. Some teams will pack it in, other teams have a care factor. Now the Eagles aren't a young team. They won a Super Bowl last year, so maybe they'll just say, "All right, screw this season." But there are those occasions where no, we're going to try to ruin whatever you're trying to accomplish, and we're interested in doing that at least for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. 842 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. I don't want to know what?
Now you know what fronking is, don't you?
I don't want to know what fronking is.
It is, for those who don't know, we got a tweet from someone who told us what fronking is. Kind of piggybacking off our discussion
why?
About Pornhub last segment. Fronking, someone who farts in the bathtub and then bites the bubbles. Can't be more than one person biting each other's bubbles. That's fronking.
Would you want to bite your own fart bubble? No.
No, but
I don't want to bite anybody's fart bubble.
Some people apparently want to. And that And if you do like it, you're a fronker. There's a definition for it, someone's a fronker out there. Call in 713-780-3776 if you're a fronker. Let us know.
Do you like to fronk?
Are you in a fronkers group?
No one's in a fronkers group.
Do you guys meet up to bite each other's fart bubbles? Fronking. 713-780-3776. I imagine it's not a wide community, but you never know.
What? I don't want to hear from anyone who fronks.
Do you have fronk parties? Do you have fronk watch parties where you guys sit around and watch other people fronking?
Watch other people
fronking.
Now that is of all of the options, that one's the best. Watching other people fronk because that would make me laugh. Okay,
type it in on Pornhub, John, and see what happens.
No, I'm not typing anything. I'm not on Pornhub. I don't want to fronk.
Maybe it's on YouTube. You don't have to go to Pornhub. Maybe fronking watching is on YouTube.
No, you think that fronk watching to fronk is going to be on
Look, I'm just trying to give you options where you're not creeped out by the website. Maybe YouTube will have fronking videos. You can watch them there as opposed to using your incognito window.
This was a lock that PD fronks. Now, you know what? I know he farts in the bathtub. What's up, PD? PD, you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm hurting a little bit today.
What'd you do last night? Can you talk about it? Was it legal enough?
Yeah, I went out with my side piece and drank a bunch of fireballs and beers. You ever hear of this thing called a lemon drop?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I had some of that, too.
Oh. You just heard of
it? Hey, that thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's also called GARP.
You're GARPing?
Yeah, I don't do it, but I know about it. I heard about it.
Do you ever fart in the bathtub?
I farted in the bathroom. I didn't bite my bubbles.
Yeah, right. I didn't think you were a fart bubble biter, but I knew I figured you to be a bathtub farter, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I figured.
Got to do that. You know, if you got your lady friend over, you got to sometimes run off to the bathroom and do that and grab some towels, muffle everything.
Okay, PD, thanks for the update.
All right, see you later. All right.
I don't want to get into it, but I did have thoughts about, does his side piece get the privilege of not having to be around when he farts, and the wife or whoever he considers who gets him running into the bathroom to avoid farting in front of them?
And towels. Who's got to wash the towels?
I'm assuming the significant other. Yeah. I don't think the side piece is washing
the towels.
Side piece
don't do that. Side piece ain't doing that. All right, 845 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to talk about that, okay, or something else, you're more than welcome. I want you to know that it's the most wonderful time of the year at Edwin Watts Golf. They're friendly experts ready to help you pick out the best holiday gift for the golfer on your list. Right now, they have a special holiday offer from Ping. Save $100 on the G400 driver, featuring a faster forged face for distance and tungsten weighting and dragonfly technology for forgiveness. Now, just $299. This is a great deal, by the way. $299.99 on the new Ping. Introducing the new, and then you get the driver for him, and then he can go and get all the particulars, the shaft and everything else that he's got to do, the loft, all of that, the lion loft, and yet you got that deal right now going on. Just $299.99. Introducing the new Sigma 2-putter family with 10 models, all featuring a shaft that adjusts from 32 to 36 inches, designed for the golfer who prefers a putter on the softer side of the spectrum with the lively response of a firm face. And gift cards are always a hole-in-one for the hard-to-shop-for golfer. Don't forget, when you join the Edwin Watts Customer Loyalty Program, you'll get 2% back on all your golf purchases. Visit Edwin Watts in Houston. A gift card is a great idea for somebody. Located 5395 Westheimer Road. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, celebrating 50 years of making golfers' holiday dreams come true.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. MK Bauer with a story about the Astros' inactivity in the Major League Baseball winter meetings so far. It's on Forbes. He's a contributor to Forbes. And it's basically they're looking at Michael Brantley and AJ Pollock is out there. It's nothing different than everything that we've seen. Will Brantley, if they bring on Brantley, he had a nice year last year. Will it hurt Kyle Tucker's chances of being an everyday guy? You still got an open spot as a DH. You know, so you got that. I don't know that you want to DH a young kid, but you could switch. You can switch every day. Reddick one day and give everybody a rest. You know, Brantley one day. You can rotate your outfield in that way and not have an everyday guy as opposed to having a guy that getting rest for guys as opposed to playing the field. So you got that. And then you talk about needing to get another starter. I'm convinced Luno's going to do something, and it's going to be. It's going to be exceptional. It's not going to be just another Chirinos move. I'm convinced he's going to get a big name pitcher. I mean, what would be awesome this year is if they could extend Cole right now,
because he looks like, or at least you hope he becomes the guy who's your clear number one as Verlander, you know, drifts off into retirement.
Verlander's last year is this year. This is going to be Verlander's last year.
He's got a title. What else would there be to, I guess, pitch for outside of money? Or maybe he just likes it there. If he has a lot left and appears he does, what would be the impetus to decide I need to step aside? Why wouldn't he come back? Maybe not with the Astros, but with another team if they decide not to give him an old pitcher more money. If Verlander still got something left, why would he step away?
I don't know. What more does he need to do?
Well, that was my question.
It depends on how motivated he still is.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff.
No. No, Verlander's going to be good again this year. I mean, he's got that kind of pride. He's a pro. He's got that kind of pride. But I you can certainly see him going, we're nearing the end.
Particularly if he...
It's harder and harder every year to get ready for a season.
Particularly if he has to go to another team.
Right.
And it's a place he won't know if he likes the guys. He's grown to love pitching here and playing with these guys. If it's the Astros, it might be the Astros or nothing after this.
I think it's going to be Tigers or nothing.
Oh, yeah, finish your career there. Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I can see
and
that.
And then goes into the Hall of Fame as a Tiger. I mean, he's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
He's a no-brainer. He's got the ring now.
But if Detroit's bad, would he want to be back there for you just for a year say goodbye?
Yeah, it's a goodbye. One last year to say goodbye. I think that, you know, his roots are all there. It was a difficult decision to leave.
I'd pull a Roger Clemens. Just pitch at home.
Here's the deal is Cole is arbitration this year. I would love, man, get him, but he's an unrestricted free agent after that. Yikes. That's a guy that I think is a top of the rotation guy that you've got to hold on to. If Verlander's going to be gone and that $20 million's gone, you don't have Keuchel's money on the books. You know, they pick up some other money right now. But otherwise, where are you going to spend that money? You've got to spend it on this rotation, and that's Cole. Will Cole, though, the question is whether or not Cole is going to want to become a free agent and not accept anything less. So if I'm his agent, I'm not taking any long-term deal with anybody because I want him to hit free agency. That's going to be top of the rotation guy for a World Series team or at least a competitor. So he's going to cost a lot of money. Good Lord. But he's your guy. You brought him up through your system, right? Garrett Cole? Not really.
Your system being he was here for your team.
Yeah. He was here for your team.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can come to some terms with him. Otherwise, it's Verlander's gone, Keuchel's gone, Cole's gone, Morton's gone, McCullers, you don't know. I mean, what the hell is your rotation going to be after this?
Whitley.
Right.
Framber James.
Yeah. It's a far cry from Verlander, Keuchel,
yeah.
Cole, Morton, McCullers.
But, John, at one point, Verlander, Cole, they were also just guys. They were just up-and-coming guys, too.
Not really.
Yep.
Verlander's been a guy for a long, long time.
No. The first day he stepped onto the field.
Right.
He was just Justin Verlander.
Took him a long time to win, too, didn't it?
Yeah. Now he's Justin Verlander.
So you're pointing to those guys as potential Hall of Famers.
Right.
They just need their opportunity.
Forrest Whitley already.
Just needs an opportunity. And to get off whatever he was on when he was partying.
I'm starting to get a little. I just like
partying.
To see, I know, Jeff Luno do something. I don't know.
Yeah, stop resting on your laurels, buddy.
Let's go.
Make some moves
hmm.
with your now dilapidated rotation. This isn't a championship rotation right now.
Zach Greinke is who's going to be. I got this feeling. Just wait and see. I don't know, Charles. I don't know. We'll see. Have you heard of fouling? No. No, Lenny. That's what you do in Cleveland. That's what you people do. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You don't want to talk about fronking anymore?
No, not fronking.
Or that other one
that's... fronk for Hill?
Not anymore.
Oh, you used to?
Used to.
When you were single?
Yeah.
You used to bite other people's fart bubbles?
Yeah.
I know what it is, Dale. I saw Seth Rogen. No, was it Seth Rogen who tweeted it?
You know what it is, but somebody who tuned in just for the segment doesn't know what fronking
somebody
is.
Somebody said it was originally in Caddyshack.
Apparently it was a different term, but it's the same thing, but it was called something else in Caddyshack.
It was called something else. It was stolen from Shannon. The original term is Fonzanoon. Fonzanoon rate. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just call it a Saturday afternoon.
That's all. That's just good, clean fun for the whole family. Everybody biting each other's fart bubbles.
It's not that clean, but I bet you it's fun.
What the hell is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? That's what I want to know.
8:58. That's where we lost the show.
Yeah, we did. We really, really kind of did.
To be fair, we lost it when John said, is there anything else to talk about at like 8:26? Yeah, right. I was like, yeah, I got something.
Yeah. All right, 8:59 ESPN. We're going to let Harrison go. Beat it, Harrison. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you earned it.
Thanks for coming in these last couple of days, though, Harrison.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
I bet what you just said is another search term on Pornhub, too.
What? Beat it? Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure that is a something on Pornhub. I don't want any part of that either. What I do want a part of is Vermont. Is Vermont Teddy Bear on there? Is the Hoodie Footy? I'm sure it is.
Oh, there's a category.
I'm sure there is.
Front Zipper.
Front Zipper. I'm sure there is. But here's the deal. You can make your own movies at home, okay? Here's the deal. What I'm talking about right now is you getting that Hoodie Footy and having a warm, cozy Christmas. That's what you're going to get, okay? Because it is awesome. It is total awesomeness. Pajamagram.com is a great – it really is a great site. I've gone there and I've bought my wife – the Hoodie Footy, and she loved it. My daughter loved it more and stole it from her. So that happened at my house. That 20-year-olds like the Hoodie Footy. Everybody loves the Hoodie Footy. Guys, gals, everybody, because it keeps you warm and cozy. All right, and they got the mink chocolate, the snow leopard. They got 6-8 different colors to choose from. You are going to love it. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And delivered by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. So go to Pajamagram.com or call right now, 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them Granato with ESPN 97.5 sent you. You will love it. She will love it. Great Christmas gift, Pajamagram.com.